WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz trumpeter Terrell Stafford has played with McCoy Tyner, Shirley Scott, Bobby Watson, Matt Wilson, the Clayton Brothers, the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band, and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. He's taught at Juilliard and teaches at Temple University. So, why isn't he famous, as jazz trumpeters go? Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, beats him.
Playing jazz well is hard work, mentally and physically, but it's especially ridiculous on trumpet, which places a superhuman burden on the lips. Maybe that's why some of the best trumpeters sound triumphant, like Terrell Stafford. He gets a fat, beautiful sound all over the horn and subdivides rhythms all sorts of ways that swing from all angles. He knows where he's going, but listens to the band in case they have a better idea, and he sounds like he's having fun without overdoing it. He also plays melodies very well. That's I Don't Want to Be Kissed by Anyone Else But You, which you might know from Miles Davis's version. It's a sign of Stafford's confidence that he'll play tunes associated with Miles or Chet Baker, knowing he's got his own voice. He's more interested in topping himself than the ancestors. Terrell Stafford takes the touch of your lips at a tempo so brisk some musicians would wilt and keeps building steam from one improvised chorus to the next. Terrell Stafford on his CD New Beginnings from Max Jazz. That sterling rhythm section is Mulgrew Miller on piano, Derek Hodge on bass, and Dana Hall on drums. They're joined here and there by guest saxophonists, the standout being Steve Wilson. He phrases against the grain even when the rhythm section pushes him to go with the flow. On Birda's Bounce, they let him wander, then tug on the leash, then mock his odd accents with a couple of their own before bearing down for the chase. Thank you. I only wish Terrell Stafford's whole record was as good as this stuff. In truth, some other pieces and saxophone solos are sleepier, and there's an iffy version of the old folk mass favorite Kumbaya. But all the snap, crackle, and pop makes that stuff easy to forgive.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed New Beginnings, featuring trumpeter Terrell Stafford on the Max Jazz label.